Okay, just a couple comments and then let you chug along. I'm not going to count it late as long as it's in by next Tuesday by midnight. That's the last time, so just wanted to make sure you knew that. And so consequently, if you need to study for a test next period or something, I'm not paying attention to what you're doing, but just any assignments also that aren't handed in need to be handed in by next Tuesday, and if there's any doubt that you're missing any, check with me and I'll look at it with you. There's two things I wanted to leave you with this summer. One is keeping alive research abilities, because it'll die just like anything else that's not used, and it'll grow if you use it. And particularly, one of the best ways that I found is, and I'm sure this applies to anybody, is if you're researching something you're interested in. A lot of times, you know, you wouldn't do anything else but unless you were told to. But just researching something you're interested in will keep the skills alive and will allow the larger work, you know, increase your abilities too. And that's particularly true with language students, to really carefully make sure that you read a little bit in the languages every day, not necessarily researching, but at least reading it, because that'll flee faster than anything else. And those of you that are taking Hebrew, I don't know if Mike's going to use Lambin's text, but if you have time during the summer, you might scan through it. You'll probably use it and then maybe key other works to it to fill in. But you get an idea, you might get an idea of how much time you're going to, you know, would take you to learn a set of material. You might be able to gauge your own outside of class a little bit. The other thing was that I wanted to mention was that no matter how good a student you are in research, and I think everybody in here has pretty much ability as a researcher, including the women that are at the top of the class as well, to be in prayer about how the Lord would use you in that way. I believe that applies to women too. Because too often you get to a place to where it doesn't seem like it's immediately applicable, and I feel we haven't even scratched the surface yet to what's going to happen in the future. And also, being in prayer is absolutely essential to keep the desire for research and the abilities from God flowing. Otherwise, you dry up like one of the dry bones in Ezekiel. You wind up in the valley someplace. And I speak from experience, because if you don't keep that relationship with the Lord alive, He'll let you go for a while, and you can piddle around in the little estuaries, but you'll never be in the mainstream. Because most of the revelation I've found as a principle is given to meet needs in God's people, and if you get away from that relationship, you eventually dry up. So if I had to leave you with that last thought, I would emphasize that more than anything else, because I think that's what God's done with me the most, and I've seen that need, and I've seen how he can take somebody with far lesser abilities and just blow up the revelation to them so far beyond their own ability. What could he do with the same person that had, you know, the same heart and much more abilities in the natural and not trying training. So I think we haven't even, you know, Jack DuBois mentioned one time, I know when I first started that here, that first started languages, that there's never in the history been a Bible college where, you know, you had this kind of training, which is true. And there's also never, you add to that the fact that there's never been a Spirit-filled Bible college and a Oneness Bible college that's had language training to a degree that we've had. And so there's never really been a time since the church formed that we've had the potential that we have in those areas. And other research as well. But just like everything else, you know, the part of the trial right now is in the dry places, studying when there's no desire or incentive to study and learn and refine skills. And once God's Spirit breathes on it, then you're caught up in a ministry or something, and you wish earlier that you'd have spent more time doing those things. And I think that's going to be especially true in research. And by the same token, God sees those who keep on persevering, even when it's seemingly really, you know, there's no need for it, because you go beyond, you know, what the Bible study that you're doing or the people that you're witnessing to, and you're seemingly out on a out in a, somewhere in Bible study land, you know, isolated from the rest of the world, but with nobody to communicate with except other students maybe, or and the only commentators are liberal and they don't have your views, and it, you know, it can be an isolating position, but I know God sees that, and I know that there is a reward in that respect, far not just now, but in a far-reaching consequence with reaching others in the future. So I won't say any more, except appreciate your patience with me this semester, this year. On the just one other thing on the on this assignment. The reason I think it's important on this historical aspect, although this assignment really doesn't bring it out that much, or may not bring, don't have time for it, and I wish we had more time, was particularly, and I'm guilty of this probably more so than anybody else, or at least as much, is because you see connections and revelations that you just, you know, run throughout the whole Bible, and it's all the interrelated connectedness and the typology and everything else, and there's a ditch, you know, on that side, getting away from the contextual setting, historical setting, oftentimes. And then, you know, you get so far, and then you've got to back up and see what's really there to shore up your own ventures, so to speak. And on the other side, there's the conservatives that are, I'm not even talking about the liberals, but conservatives that aren't Spirit-filled, or that they're Spirit-filled and they've been trained in a different way, where that's all they see. You know, they're not really taught. They don't see the typology and the interrelatedness of that aspect of it. But what really brings it out, I know, you know, it's real basic, but just traveling in countries like that and seeing the vast, vast difference in culture, we can't appreciate it really, you know, in this country, especially if you're brought up in a city. You know, if you come from a rural background, you can relate to it a little bit more, especially if you're in farming or agriculture or something. But I mean, there's such a cultural gap, and it fills in so much detail if you can put yourself in that environment. And it isn't just for interpretation alone, although that's really important, but for edification, appreciation, and so forth, too. Things really stand out, and that's really the intent of this assignment, not to get into those type of reference works and develop an interest for it. And so in that direction, that was just as an example. One example, the concept of outer darkness. You live in a city, you're never really in darkness, you know, even at night, because you got a glow from the city. When you get out in the hills of Judea at night, if the moon's not out, you literally, you can hold your hand against your nose and you can't see it. you see... things that stand out that wouldn't otherwise stand out. And so Mark, and the further man gets dependent on himself, you know, away from nature and, you know, into electricity and the heat that we take for advantage. And talking to this Christian the other day that visited Red China, and they have no heat, see. We take it for granted. So he goes over there, and everybody wears this huge woolen clothes. And the hotels, they have 3 months out of the year where they allow heat. It's for 4 hours a night, and that's it. So he was just praying for the pain, and his body was racked because of the severe cold, because he didn't have all this heavy woolen clothes that everybody has. But we just take it for granted. You know? I mean, it's just... There's so many things that we don't realize in areas like that, that, you know, besides just being a blessing, that to put ourselves back in that place that people were in that time. So anyway, I'll let you get to work. Appreciate it. Oh yeah, if you got them done, go ahead and hand them in. But if you don't, just put them in the box. I won't even check the box until next Wednesday. So.
Yeah. Did you bring out anything extra yesterday?
The only thing I said was just to add in the biographical and Paul wrote so much of it. Everybody should be more familiar with Paul than I think the average person is. And one of the best books on Paul is this, the Connie Barenhausen, Life and Epistles of Paul. And also the Harmony of Acts and Paul's Epistles, Goodwin's. I'm not sure how accurate it is all the way through, but a lot of it is based on assumption. But at least it's an attempt to harmonize his epistles with the record in Acts. And so the bare essentials you get from the commentators, but understanding the person, his political, religious background, his training, the Gamaliel school, the type of rhetoric they use, and different things, and his own, besides just, you know, where he was born and in Tarsus and such a year, the age he was when he was traveling around receiving these beatings and stonings and everything else, too, you have to marvel. There's another one, The Life of Paul by Farrar, who really has a pictorial way of expressing the times, written not so much for minute factual detail with regard to Paul, but just bringing out a kind of a poetic expression of the, not really poetic, but he has a style, prose style that's easy to read and makes it interesting to go through and fills in a lot of background materials, what it would be like to live, you know, in these different cities and at different times and so forth. And it helps to give you a feel for the person and also individual books, the same type of research, and you're doing the people, and then it helps to develop a tenor or flavor that you wouldn't get otherwise, and it can be real valuable. I just mentioned that for Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.